You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand Herald has copped flak for publishing what some are deeming a transphobic article, in which Kiwi teen spoke out about her school's decision to allow a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom. The piece has come under fire for undermining journalistic integrity and promoting harmful speech. This morning, I spoke to trans woman Megan Bower-Dean to learn more.
A couple of days ago now, New Zealand Herald published an article on their website that was essentially a direct copy of a recent Family First campaign targeting trans youth in bathrooms at schools, and offered very little, if any, counterpoint in this article to the claims that Family First were making. In fact, they didn't even really mention that it was a Family First campaign until most of the way through the article. It was mostly fear-mongering.
You know, yeah, people were branding it quite a regressive kind of piece of hate speech.
Yes.
Yeah. So trans youth represent one of the most kind of at-risk groups in New Zealand. A study was published by Auckland University which approximated that nearly 40% of transgender students had significant depressive symptoms and nearly half had self-harmed in the previous 12 months. And one in five transgender students has attempted suicide. What do you have to say about the statistics?
Obviously, they're horrendous, and as other studies have shown, these statistics can be improved in a supportive environment for these transgender youth. The issue with this Family First campaign is that it is drumming up unfounded fear-mongering, and that has not only a direct impact on the views of non-trans people, but it also can affect the mental health of trans youth if they, you know, they see these horrible and untrue things being said about them in the mainstream media like this. It's not going to be great for their mental health. As we saw in the US with Donald Trump being elected, just the possibility of things getting worse there for transgender people has had an adverse effect on mental health and suicide rates there.
Mm.
So obviously these kinds of debates being dragged out like this is quite irresponsible on the mainstream media's part.
Yeah, I did very much enjoy your commentary about the whole thing on Twitter. It was very kind of astute and reasoned, but, you know, it very much does bring up that whole trouble of giving these kinds of harmful articles more exposure. So can you counter this?
Well, there needs to be some kind of counter-argument to this. Like, if we'd just left it alone, then there wouldn't have been any voices against it, and it would have seemed like implicit support from the silence.
Mm.
You know, just sitting back and watching bullying occurring is pretty much implicit support of said bullying.
Mm. You know, I also saw an article, there was no kind of counterpoint represented. Did you see who the article was written by? Was there a byline?
No, there was no byline, which again increases my concern that it was directly written for the New Zealand Herald by Family First.
The Herald is kind of notorious for publishing a lot of controversial sort of viewpoints. Have you seen anything similar to this in regards to not just trans youth, but, you know, in terms of gender or any other prominent issues?
Not quite in the same way, in that generally these sorts of things are clearly marked as opinion pieces, and, you know, there'll be some kind of counterpiece from someone else. But in this particular case, it was labelled as any other news article on the site and presented as such. And, yeah, didn't have a byline, barely mentioned that the video in the article was produced as part of a Family First campaign.
Mm.
The Herald has since updated the article to include opinions from Rainbow Youth and other trans advocates, but this occurred, I think, the morning after the article went up, and by that time it had already been widely distributed on the internet. It's all over Family First's website as positive coverage of them and their campaign, and it's already done its damage. So any kind of later modification to the article is not really going to help.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.